Tom, you ready?
Yes.
Rich, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
You're on.
All right. Good evening. Today is Wednesday, February 11th, 2026. It is 7 p.m. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice was published in the Hunter Review, posted on the Township Bulletin Board, and as a courtesy, posted on the Township website. Official action will be taken at this meeting. That would be the statement of compliance. Now, I ask everybody to please rise for the flag salute and a moment of silence for our troops that may be going into harm's way.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Mr. Rakowski?
Here.
Ms. Kohler?
Here.
Mr. McKee?
Here.
Mr. Webb?
Here.
Mr. Wojcik?
Here. Okay. I'm going to start with the presentation in the minutes. Did anybody on the committee have any notes or discussion on the regular session meeting minutes of January 21st, 2026?
I have a comment on that. Hold on. On page 7, under resolution number 31-2026, this minutes state that I voted in favor. I abstained from that vote.
Which was the number? The number you said? 31?
Which resolution, Rich?
We're talking about the minutes of January 21st, right?
Yeah.
Right.
On page 7?
Okay. Yeah, sir.
Number 31-2026.
Okay.
The very last line on that page.
Got it.
Lists me among those voting yes. I actually abstained at the time.
Thank you for that, Mr. Webb. Anybody else? Seeing none, can somebody make a motion to accept the meeting? The mission, regular meeting minutes with the change that Mr. Webb abstained on that section on page 7, which is resolution number 31-2026.
Okay. With the changes as this stated, I make a motion to approve regular minute meetings of January 21st, 2026.
Second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes. And then the same for January 21st, 2026 executive session meeting minutes. Anybody had any issues with that? I looked through it. I didn't see anything.
Well, we have to talk about it in executive session anyway. You can't talk about it here. So,
but you didn't see anything egregious?
I did.
You did?
Okay. Yeah, I did. They're not egregious. It's just there are some corrections that I gave to Carolyn already, and she's making them, and then there's one other one. So I think we should talk about it, and we could come out of executive session and approve it again if you want.
Okay. We're going to table it.
We're going to table this one until executive. All right. Very good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. I'd like to open it to public comments, limited to 4 minutes per speaker, and limited to agenda items only. Can I get a
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes. Anybody wishing to opine? Seeing none, I ask you for a motion to close public comment.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes. Okay. We have an ordinance for introduction this evening, number 3-2026. Ordinance repealing and replacing Chapter 400. I'm not going to read through this whole thing.
No, you
but
should, Mr. Mayor.
You want me to read
you
through?
You have to.
Okay.
By title.
Sorry. Let me go start again. Ordinance repealing and replacing Chapter 400, Article 3 of the Revised General Ordinances entitled General Provisions, and Chapter 400, Article 8 entitled Affordable Housing Production to address the requirements of the Fair Housing Act and the Uniform Housing Affordability Controls regarding compliance with the Township's affordable housing obligations. And we're introducing this in a public hearing for both of these, and the next one after this will be on Wednesday, March 11th, 2026. The next one is...
Take a motion.
Motion to introduce, sorry. Can I get
I'll make
a motion to introduce?
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Abstain.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes.
Just if I could, Mr. Mayor, I'll explain to you why you need to reread the title. Because under statute, if you didn't read it by title, you'd have to read the whole ordinance.
Okay. Fair enough.
189 pages?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a quote-unquote shortcut under the statute that allows you to introduce ordinances by title. Huh. And so that's why you're reading
it. Thank God. Right? Okay. All right, the next one is Ordinance Number 4, 2026, Ordinance Repealing and Replacing Article 1, Entitled Development Fee of the Lebanon the Township of Lebanon Code. And this is being introduced, and the public hearing will be Wednesday, March 11th as well. So can I get a motion to introduce this ordinance?
I'll make a motion to introduce Ordinance 04, 2026, repealing and replacing Article 1, entitled Development Fee of the Township of Lebanon Code.
I'll second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Abstain.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes. Okay. Now we're going to, we have an ordinance for public hearing and adoption. Ordinance number 1, 2026, ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank for calendar year 2026. And it states the New Jersey statute on there. Can I get a motion to introduce that ordinance?
And this is public hearing, so you want to take a motion to open to the public?
All right, let me have a... That's right. Motion to open to the public?
Oh, so moved.
Second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes. Anybody have anything to say? Okay. Seeing nobody, I can move on.
The motion to close?
Motion to close.
Motion to close.
Second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Introducing another.
No, we need a motion,
take a motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt. Sorry.
I'm making a motion to adopt ordinance number 01-2026.
Second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes. Okay. Now we're going to introduce another ordinance.
This is another public hearing.
For public hearing. Number 02-2026, ordinance establishing salary pay range for officer, appointee, and employee positions within the Township of Lebanon for the calendar year 2026.
This is a resolution, not an ordinance.
No, this is the ordinance.
This is the ordinance.
The ordinance establishes the ranges. Then the resolution will set the specific amounts.
Yeah.
And just so that there was just some...
I was just going to say, there's some word added.
Minor changes to include the word appointees to distinguish that there's a difference between employees and appointees and officers.
All right. Can I get a motion to introduce?
Oh, you want to open to the public?
Right.
I think we did that, right? Didn't we just do that roll call? Open to the public?
We're making a motion to open the public hearing.
For this one, we're open to public hearing on this ordinance as well.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes.
This particular ordinance establishes the salary ranges for all the positions. And then later on in the agenda, there's a resolution that Mr. Abakowski was referencing that'll set the exact amount that each individual within the township will be compensated. So This is step one.
Anybody wishing to opine? No? Okay. Can I have a motion to close public comment?
Make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes.
Can I get a motion to adopt?
I got a motion to adopt resolution number 02-2026.
The ordinance.
An ordinance. Resolutions are next.
Abe made the motion.
Okay. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes.
Okay. Now we're going to do resolutions.
All right.
And boy, do we have a lot of those tonight, so. Resolution number 36-2026, establishing salaries for certain officers, appointees, and employees of the Township of Lebanon for the calendar year 2026. Can I get a motion to approve that resolution?
To make that motion?
That's to adopt, right?
To adopt.
Yeah.
To adopt resolution number 36-2026.
Second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes.
All right. Next one. Resolution number 37-2026, adopting the affirmative marketing plan for the Township of Lebanon.
Mr. Mayor, this is associated with the affordable housing requirements. You adopted or introduced the affordable housing ordinance and then the development fee ordinance. Companion with this is that as part of you have a rehab component, and to the extent that you had affordable units, there's a process in which you have to market it. Your administrative agent handles that, and so this is the plan. And just so you know, the reason why this is being done, because under the new law, all towns are supposed to have all these adopted by March 15th.
Right.
So.
There are not any changes from the last time. This is a template, the same thing
yeah,
as the
yeah, pretty much.
Last round.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much, I mean, to the extent... You know, your housing element and fair share plan, which you adopted,
mm-hmm.
is sort of the guide.
Mm-hmm.
So what this then says, how we're going to provide, how the town is providing its affordables and its rehab, this is the way we're going to market it,
mm-hmm.
right? And so it's pretty much been a template. It hasn't changed much, mm-hmm. even though there were new UHAC regs. So, but the consent orders that was entered with the township, with fair share, and the new regs required that these be adopted by March 15th.
Can I get a motion to adopt resolution number 37-2026?
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 37-2026.
Second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Abstain.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes.
All right, next one. Next one. Resolution number 38-2026. Resolution authorizing submission of a grant proposal to the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs fiscal year 2026 Local Recreation Improvement Grant Program. Can I get a motion to up? This is a grant we're applying to for the park, correct?
Correct.
The amount of the grant?
The amount of the grant, I believe, is 100?
100,000.
100,000? Can I get a motion to adopt this resolution?
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution number 38-2026.
Second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, resolution number 39-2026, resolution authorizing contribution of $500 to Raritan Headwater from the Clean Communities Grant Fund. Can I get a motion to adopt resolution 39-2026?
I'll make that motion.
Go ahead.
Did anyone second it?
No, not yet.
All right, second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes.
All right, next. Resolution number 40-2026, authorizing the refund of tax overpayment for 41 to 43 Dutch Hill Road, Block 73, Lot 54Q0263. Can I get a motion to adopt that one?
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution Number 40, 2026.
Second.
Mr. Abiteboun?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Luger?
Yes. Resolution Number 41, 2026, authorizing a refund of tax overpayment for 337 Turkey Top Road, Block 56, Lot 17. I get a motion to adopt that.
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 41-2026.
Second.
Mr. Abiteboun?
Yep.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wood?
Yes. All right, on to Resolution Number 42-2026, authorizing a refund of tax overpayment for 14 Stevenson Lane, Block 17, Lot 6.02. Can I get a motion to adopt?
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution Number 42-2026 in the amount of $3,903.02 for 14 Stevenson Lane.
Thank you for that one.
Second.
Mr. Adikowski?
Yeah.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wogan?
Yes. Okay, Resolution Number 43-2026, awarding contract 2025-02 to Huber Maintainer Manufacturing LLC for a 2025 maintainer/grader. Can I get a motion to adopt?
In the amount of $134,117.70.
Mm-hmm. I'll make the motion to adopt 43-2026.
I'll second.
Mr. Abiteboun?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wogan?
Yes. Okay, Resolution Number 44-2026, awarding contract to Pickell Architecture, LLC, for architectural services related to roof replacement for the Township of Lebanon Museum. Can I get a motion to adopt? And maybe, Deputy,
well,
if you can...
Well, we talked about this pretty much
a little bit,
the
right?
Last meeting, and I think the general consensus was to move forward with this architectural firm. And we didn't have a resolution prepared, so now we do. So I'll make a motion to approve Resolution Number 44-2026.
Second.
Mr. Abiteboun?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yeah.
Mr. Wogan?
Yes. Okay, Resolution 45-2026, resolution authorizing the acceptance of credit card and electronic funds transfer payments for the payment of certain township services and related fees and charging of transaction fees. Can we get a motion to adopt that one, 45-2026?
You haven't set the transaction fees yet.
That's negotiated.
Okay.
That depends on the credit card company.
The transaction.
Correct.
I mean, what company is
correct.
Handling it.
Right, and they okay. determine if and how much.
Right. Yeah, I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 45-2026.
Second.
Mr. Abiteboun?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wogan?
Yes.
Can I make my own motion when I do some of these, right?
You could. I guess you can. Brian used to. Unless you have a conflict
or
something.
Don't compare me to stuff.
All right. Resolution Number 46-2026, acknowledging an acceptance of resignation of Thomas Perna as a Class 3 SLEO. I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution Number 46-2026.
Second.
Mr. Abiteboun?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wogan?
Yes. Resolution 47-2026, amending the Resolution amending resolution number 3-2026, setting the annual meeting schedule for township committee meetings for calendar year 2026. Can I get a motion to adopt?
Well, we're going to have some committee discussion because when we left here, we had two additional meetings on here. So last time, this is the third time we're talking about this. So what?
I think we agreed that, as it says in here, it's really unnecessary to formalize when we're going to meet if we can just create a special meeting. They could be any time during the year. I don't want to make it one month or another
month. Yeah, but at the last meeting, we decided on whatever it was, February 22nd and April 27th. What happened since the last meeting?
Those were both Board of Adjustment regular meeting dates.
Mm-hmm.
So we asked them to, because they were the second Wednesday of every month as their alternate, and it was going to conflict with us moving to the second Wednesday, so they've taken that and made it an as-needed meeting.
Okay.
So they've rescheduled that, but their normal meeting is the fourth Wednesday. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
So bad on me for that. So unfortunately, I mean, unless I ask them to move their date for those two meetings, it conflicts with that, which we've already asked them to rearrange and do special meetings as needed for their alternate dates.
So there's no two other dates at the end of the year or anything that we could add to this calendar? Because it sounds like it was a unilateral decision again to go back to the way we were after we already had a discussion on it twice.
So I'm looking at the end of the year. So two dates, definitely the February and April were both definitely conflicts with the two advertised dates for the Board of Adjustment.
So I'll make the adopt resolution number 47-2026.
Second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Fuller?
No.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
No.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes. On to unfinished business, volunteer appreciation event date selection. committee person, Cole, you want to amend, ma'am?
Bev.
All right. Just trying to be official.
So we had June 13th. It was a Saturday. I think that's been bantied about.
Isn't that a holiday?
Well, Taylor Swift is getting married that day. Maybe that makes it a holiday. I don't know. I found out afterwards.
Isn't that Juneteenth?
No.
That's the 19th.
That's the 19th? Okay, yeah. I thought it was the 13th.
So the 13th is a Saturday. So right now I just want to nail down a date. That was always that time frame was always really good for farmers and everybody and no communions and no graduations. So can we at least nail down Saturday sometime between what time did you have it at the when you had it at the squad building? What was it, 2 to 8 or do you remember the time?
Something like that. It was late afternoon.
Yeah. Well, we can decide that later. So I would just want to get agreement on June 13th. But the thing I want to talk about and with Mark here is this is not going to be township money being used for this event. This is going to be private funds.
Donations.
Right. So how do we need a resolution accepting these private funds for this township event?
Is she going to set up a? Is she going to set up any type of a rider? Or,
We do have.
You have one already established. Okay. Okay. So you have it. So it would be the only thing I'd say is it depends on the amount, right? If someone's given $100 here, $100 there, if you want to recognize them, probably don't. That's not okay. If somebody, you know, wants to give you $5,000, you would accept that.
It's probably going to be closer to between $2,500 and $3,000.
Yeah, so I think that would probably, to the extent that they do it, to accept it, because that's a sizable amount of money.
Yeah, now, if the person does this, you know, as a private person, can we use township employees to do any of the coordination of the event or not? It's for the volunteers, or does the private person have to?
With me as far as?
Well, for example, can I have like Carolyn and Nicole work with the vendor to arrange the event and invite
It's a township-sponsored event.
Right. So it's just a private donation
correct.
To cover it because
the
we can't use our money.
The methodology by utilizing it, yeah. That's
right.
Okay,
we have to have an event. You know, we can't not have an event.
No, yeah, that would be fine.
So, and then the other thing was, can we get the vendor said that we could use the tax, what do you call that thing, where you tax exempt? So I can still take advantage of something like that. If it's a private funded thing, we could use the
so
tax.
So again,
exempt.
It's because the my guess is the party ordering the items is the township.
Mm-hmm.
And the tax exemption goes with the township.
Okay.
The source of the funds is not the relevant part. It's who's what party is utilizing the services for the vendor.
Okay.
So
and
so the donation goes to the town.
Correct.
Okay.
Donation comes to town, goes into the, there's a dedication by rider for township events. That's the source of the funds. But the town's the one who's ordering the supplies, whatever you're doing.
But this is what I was, because you know we're not supposed to use township funds for food or alcohol. It's like food, too. So if these are funds coming into the township and they're for food, does that put any kind of a restriction on them?
I don't, wouldn't be my understanding. That might be more of a CFO issue. I think it's a matter of you're not using, the question becomes using tax dollars versus private funds. That's the issue.
Okay, so that
the
that
issue
work,
is tax
yeah.
dollars versus, not, it's not that you can't buy food, because I mean, you buy food, different stuff, but it's
yeah.
using tax dollars for
right.
the purchase.
Right, I see. Right. Tax dollars versus private dollars.
That okay. means you can have beer?
You're not going to hear me say that, but...
yeah.
If you're gonna have alcohol, you gotta you make sure you have an insurance policy in place.
So is June 13th fixed? Is
so June, so we need to have a vote on that. On will anybody? I'll make a motion that we establish Saturday, June 13th as the date for the volunteer appreciation event. Timing TBD, vendor to TBD, location TBD.
Okay.
And then we'll put a resolution in place for the funds.
I'll second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes.
Okay. On to new business. This is the one you asked me about last week. 2026 junkyard license for A.S. Milkowski and Sons. Can I get a motion to approve that junkyard license?
Yes, I'll approve that license for A.S. Milkowski and Sons for the junkyard. Renewal of the application for junkyard license.
Second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wood?
Yes.
All right. We're going to be doing a Lebanon Township Fire Department coin toss. So it's the coin toss application request for March 21st, 2026, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Bunville Road and Route 513. Can I get a motion for that?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve that.
Second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wood?
Yes.
Can I get a motion to approve Hunter and County grant submission for disc golf at Teetertown Preserve? I got to let you know, I have an issue with this, the way they did it, and I don't have any information on...
But the county did come back, and they do not need our approval.
I understand. I'm going to talk to Commissioner Lanza about it, because I don't have enough information. If I did have to make a decision, to make a decision...
Yeah.
On impact to the township, but I guess we need a motion to.
No, they didn't.
We don't need anything.
They said they don't need our.
So this is just letting everybody know that that's what they're doing.
I think we should. I don't know that we need a motion or a resolution or anything, but I think we should at least have a consensus that we should make a specific inquiry about this and get a lot more detail, because whether they need our approval or not,
right.
I'd like to know what it is.
Exactly.
And because it may well be that we think it's a good idea, or we may think it's a terrible idea, and if we think it's a terrible idea, there may be other things we can do, even if our express approval is not required.
I was shocked that it came out of nowhere. I thought I had a memory lapse or something, because it was there and there it is. It's
it almost
like you're
felt
having,
like the state was doing something.
Yeah, it was like, you didn't usually hear this stuff coming out for a month or two ahead of time, but it was like, okay, here it is.
So if we have a consensus, I'll contact Commissioner Lanza and say I need more detail, or Brad, who's the administrator down there, and get some more information for us.
I believe that they're probably applying with the, through the DCA grant, just as we are for the park improvements.
I get it.
That's my guess is what a grant.
I just want to know where they're putting them, how many people do they anticipate, all those kind of things, because that brings people coming into the township.
Yeah, can we get a copy of the grant of the grant proposal?
All of it. I want yeah. detail. There's too many times we get kind of half information, and
right.
we can't make a proper decision.
Okay. Oh, today it's disc golf. What's it tomorrow?
I know. Well, you know. Are they going to put a massage parlor over there? We already have one over there. Okay, so we're good on that one?
Well, I wonder if we should make a subcommittee for this. Or you just want to handle one-on-one, or you want to join as a subcommittee? Because
we can
collectively you can
do that. I'm happy to be on a subcommittee with you.
If you want to lead it, make the calls, and then converse.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I think maybe we can.
Is that okay with you guys?
Sure.
Yeah.
Rich works with me on
sure.
that?
Sure.
Definitely.
Good. Okay.
Good. No, right, good idea, you. Tom.
Do you want to take a motion and confirm that?
I'll make a motion to form a subcommittee to look into the
Hunterdon
County grant. Excuse me?
For disc golf.
Submission for disc golf at Teeter Turn Reserve with Jay and Rich joining as this subcommittee.
Hopefully this is an easy subcommittee as opposed to some of the other things we have to deal with in town. Okay, great.
Give me a second.
Give me a second. And a roll call.
I'll second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Collins?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes. Okay. Another subcommittee, Hagedorn Subcommittee. I think I would like to see Beverly and Rich Webb do that one, if everybody's in agreement.
I am. I think Bev has put some time into this. It'd
yeah.
be great to have her.
I know I was on with her last year for it.
Yeah. Well, that's
Bev, by the way, Mary was involved with Hagedorn when Eileen was the mayor, mm-hmm. and she has a lot of information about this, and she wanted to be involved. So I asked her to give you a call.
Okay.
Okay?
Your wife?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, Mary. Yeah, I was thinking Mary Melfi at first. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds good. Do we have to rescind the subcommittee that was Jay and myself? And then,
well, I mean, I guess, yeah, you're constituting a new subcommittee for Hagedorn.
Right. So we should rescind.
No, just don't take a motion to constitute a new subcommittee for Hagedorn.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to constitute a new subcommittee just to keep an eye on Hagedorn and all the happenings that could and are going on up there.
I'll second.
Of Rich and myself.
Okay. Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms.
Collins? Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wogan?
Yes. Okay. Moving on. We're moving Microsoft 365 licenses to our IT company. Carolyn, you want to say anything about that one? Or?
So I've had a number of detailed conversations with QuickTax, our IT company. Currently, our Microsoft 365 licensing is held with Liftoff, which I think was just a vendor that was used by a previous IT company. We're coming up upon renewals for our licensing in April, and our IT company is recommending that we move to them to host the licensing. There's no change in fee. It's a Microsoft fee, and the licensing is what it is. This way, when IT needs to make changes, it just makes everything easier and seamless. They've also pointed out some of our licensing is probably not up to the par that it should be, so we'll have to put some additional money in our budget to get our licensing up to where it needs to be. I know our contract with IT is up in July, and I've already got a new proposal from them, which is good. They're a great company, and I think it's just a slight increase from where we are. So I don't want to renew with our current Liftoff if it makes sense to move to our IT company. And we can always take that. Should we ever dissolve our relationship with our current IT, we can always move it back to Liftoff or another vendor. It's easily movable. But I just wanted the committee's okay to make that move and switch vendors from one to another.
Okay.
We're the one thing, too, with our IT company, as opposed to paying one lump sum to Liftoff, our current vendor, the IT company can bill us monthly if that's helpful for budgeting purposes.
That would be Lorraine question, right?
Yeah, she'll like that.
Okay.
I know she will, so.
All right, good.
Very good. Good work, Carolyn. Thank you. Can I get a so do we have to do a motion or anything like that to adopt it? Yeah. Okay. Can I get a motion to approve the moving the Microsoft 365 licenses to the current new IT company?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik? Sorry. Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes. Okay. We are going to be having an electronics recycling event. Mark your dates for Saturday, September 12th, 2026. We don't have to do any resolutions or motions for that thing, right? Okay. And then also, we're going to also do, again, the paper shredding event, which is very, I like it because we got rid of a lot of stuff out of my house. Saturday, September 19th, 2026, so mark your calendars. All right. On to, going to do the presentation of the vouchers. Resolution number 48-2026, authorizing the payment of bills, claims, and statements of the Township of Lebanon in the total amount of $497,257.05. Can I get a motion to adopt?
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 48-2026.
Second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes. All right. Moving on to correspondence, we have the department, our usual department head report. Anybody on the committee have questions or concerns about that? Mm-hmm. Okay. The historian's 2025 meeting minutes. Are we going to have you do that or Tom
no,
do that
not,
for now?
We're not. There, it's correspondence. We're not.
Okay. So there's nothing to discuss.
Right.
Okay. Just checking. All right. We're going to move on to public comment, limited to 4 minutes per speaker. Can I get a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wood?
Yes. Anybody wishing to opine, please come up to the hot seat.
Anthony Road. Am I allowed to discuss the new business that you guys? Is that right? All right. Yeah. Now, I'm guessing.
You can talk about anything you want. In this
thank you. No, no. Thank you very much. I'm guessing no one on the committee knows what disc golf is.
Yeah, oh, we know what it is.
Yeah, we looked it up.
Oh.
No,
so
I've
so it's all right. So
frisbee golf.
Yeah, hard discs in a bag, and you're going to have a bunch of kids throwing them 100 yards. But on the same account, we how much did our volleyball court just cost us? Over $100,000?
This isn't going to cost us anything.
Yeah, this is the county doing it, not us.
Oh, so no money from us.
No.
Oh, so why are we making a little committee group?
Because
extra.
They didn't tell us exactly where it's going to go up there at Teetertown Reserve. Is it going near the road? Is it going in the back? I want more detail.
Doing it to protect them.
Well, it's going
to
be in the open field.
Well, we don't know that. They haven't given us any
okay.
of that detail.
Well, at the same time, do we allow hunting in county property?
Some
county property,
yes.
Oh, a lot of our, no. Even our open land property that the county owns on Anthony Road is open to hunters, so. We're worried about little kids running around with disc golfs, but some kid from the city is coming with a shotgun into our woods right next to our houses, not even 50 yards, and we're okay with that.
How about if 5,000 people show up for a disc tournament? You okay with that?
Well, I already said we should be making winter money out of the volleyball court.
Well, you didn't answer my question.
For 5,000 people for...
A disc golf tournament.
I'm saying that's there. It's not going to be a famous court. It's in Hunterdon County, yeah.
How do you know that?
That it's going to be 5,000. That doesn't. They don't get 5,000 people at a thing.
Okay.
This is just like geeky people walking around with discs in their golf, so it's kind of funny.
This is a 16-hole.
Does it cost you or any taxpayer anything for people up here to look into this further at all? Does it cost you?
Well, it's like telling some kids you can't come fishing in the two greatest rivers.
We haven't told anybody anything yet.
Okay, well, at the same time, one last thing. I already got told that my special needs, I should probably have someone write my words. I'm sorry.
By the way, sir, nobody can hunt within 50 feet of your house. There's rules around where they can hunt, and it's very strict in New Jersey.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
A tree stand is within 100 yards of a trailer right by my house. There's two of them.
And report it to the fish and game.
Yeah, that's why.
Because that's too close.
Too close.
It's got to be 450 feet from an occupied residence, and I think that's actually changed.
It's been there for the last 5 years, right within hunting distance. So
you can report it to detectives.
I don't need to, but my last thing is I'd like to discuss our township proper. Trucks should all have GPS. After this last winter, this last snowfall, a truck went off the road.
That's correct.
Yeah, well, you know what? At the same time, I'm getting told by someone else, they paved into a road a little more, and I asked, hey, could you push that a little farther? That at the same time, you have cars pushing into our driveway because of a small bridge. I don't think they did a great plowing job in some areas. And when the township got on, I asked him, hey, could you just plow that? He goes, oh, no, I'll ask the kid when he's coming in. When I finally got free, the truck's in the side of the road. If I would have had my truck there, that would have been a ticket. I think some of the stuff should have GPS'd and it's a different world now, guys.
Listen, when it's a different world. Like that and they're out there working like that, very easily can a truck slide off of there. So, you know,
I haven't seen that in 39 years with all these guys. And you know what? Those old guys would have plowed that little bit that I asked them years ago.
I think they did a phenomenal job of clearing the snow this past storm. Phenomenal.
Well, I think the fire department did a phenomenal job with the trees blowing. But
appropriately, they didn't put too much salt. I think they did an outstanding job. So we disagree. Okay?
Well, on bridges, they're very close. So it's kind of weird.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Come on, Chip. I know you're chomping at the bit. Come on up.
Chip Angel. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Over the past several months, I've posed a number of questions to various members of our township staff. This is a procedure to use, you said. Some of those questions haven't been answered, and some handed back to your attention. So I'd like to revisit them, a few of them here. In a letter to our lawyer, I asked that he read the committee the Sunshine Law, as I don't believe it's being followed exactly. You have a copy of that letter. In addition to the meetings part of the law, I'm particularly concerned with the executive sessions where the required reason for the meetings be public, as well as a statement of when the results of that executive session will also be made public. For one example, in your form, the reason is stated simply as NAR. Now, we all know NAR, but it can't be so secret as to keep from the public the particular reason for another session with NAR. This happened several months ago, I'm talking about. An estimate of when the public will be told the result of the session is also a requirement. The boilerplate answer, as soon as possible or some such, is not responsive to the law. We'd like to know as much as is legally allowed, not only the minimum allowed. Has he read the law to the committee? In another inquiry to Ms. England, our CFO, of which you also should have a copy, I brought up the idea or concern that while the costs of our SLO and SLEO 3 officers were pretty much reimbursed, other indirect costs might not be. My question was whether supplying these personnel were a benefit to the township or whether they might be better supplied by others. Would it in the end save money for the township by taking pressure off the need for an expanded police facility, an added car or two, the possible impact on the unemployment fund and health and liability insurance? There are studies that even question the need for police in schools as they are now employed. I'm told that Brereton Township schools employ security guards as private contractors, not police officers. I know this isn't your call, but someone should start asking some of these hard questions of the Board of Education. It's not all about costs, though. Studies have also questioned the harm in school uniformed police officers might be causing students. I'd like to see the start of a discussion on this issue. Lastly, I brought up the question of how big our police force should be. I'm all for a well-equipped and capable staff protecting and serving the public. The question is, how big and how capable should it be? What are the metrics a logical local government could use to find out? Tewksbury has 8 officers. I believe we have 15. They don't supply school officers. We have 3 schools and provide, I believe, 5. What is the risk we face here in Lebanon Township from bad guys? And what public service a smaller police department might be unable to perform? When I was growing up here, we had Creveling and his dog, plus some state police coverage. My cousin Bob Angel, up there, when he was mayor in the late 60s, helped establish our police department, pretty much as it is now, but a lot smaller. Today, some 50 years later, faced with a $300,000 shortfall in revenue, it's a good time to take a look. If the Township Committee hasn't done such a study, I urge it to do one. Thank you. And thank you for this full 4 minutes. You had to have known, if you offer it, we'll fill it.
Is there anybody else that would like to opine? Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second. Mr. Abakowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes. Okay, we're going to go into executive session. Can I get a motion to executive session?
Resolution number 49-2026, authorizing executive session for the topics. I don't have the top topics.
Collective bargaining and pending litigation. Mm. Yeah.
Second.
Can I get a second? Come on, Clark.
Yes.
Come on, Clark. Get with it.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wogan?
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for attending. Tomorrow is just a reminder, tomorrow is our budget workshop open to the public. So anybody?
At 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock instead of 7. We tried to accommodate a time like that because somebody had said the earlier dates were hard to attend.